We've been talking this year about connecting to God and one another. And in this season, we're talking about connecting our lives to God, our work, and our faith. And we're talking about work in the very broadest sense of the word, in terms of what we do with our days. So you might be retired, or you might be caring for children or caring for older adults. That's your work. How is your work and your faith connected? So a couple of weeks ago, I posed the question to you about how does our work join with the work that God is doing in the world? And last week, we talked about teachers and thanked the teachers in our lives and talked about how God calls all of us to teach. And today, we talk about being with those who heal. Now, I said that to Art yesterday, and he said, "You mean like getting our dog to heal?" He said, "No." I said, "No, that's like putting healing balm on my heel." He said, "No, it's about healing." I want to point out to you the preparation in your bulletin. And also, we have printed for you in your announcements the three Bible passages that I suggested that you memorize from the last 2 weeks and then from today. "Heal me, Lord, and I'll be healed. Save me and I'll be saved, for you are my heart's desire." Today we hear two scripture passages. One where Jesus sends the disciples out to heal. And we hear also the Apostle Paul's words in Philippians, praising those who care about him. We're going to begin with the Matthew passage.
Our first scripture lesson is from Matthew chapter 10, verses 1 through 10, from the Common English Bible. Jesus called his 12 disciples and gave them authority over unclean spirits to throw them out and to heal every disease and every sickness. Here are the names of the 12 apostles. First, Simon, who is called Peter, and Andrew, his brother, James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, Philip and Bartholomew, Thomas, and Matthew, the tax collector, James, the son of Alphaeus, and Thaddeus, Simon, the Cananean, and Judas, who betrayed Jesus. Jesus sent the 12 out and commanded them, "Don't go among the Gentiles or into a Samaritan city. Go instead to the lost sheep, the people of Israel. As you go, make this announcement: the kingdom of heaven has come near. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse those with skin diseases, and throw out demons. You received without having to pay. Therefore, give without demanding payment. Workers deserve to be fed, so don't gather gold or silver or copper coins for your money belts to take on your trips. Don't take a backpack for the road, or two shirts, or sandals, or a walking stick." The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Hear these words from Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 through 14. "I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at last you have revived your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned for me, but had no opportunity to show it. Not that I am referring to being in need, for I have learned to be content with whatever I have. If I know what it is, I know what it is to have little, and I know what it is to have plenty. In any and all circumstances, I have learned the secret of being well fed and of going hungry, of having plenty and of being in need. I can do all things through the one who strengthens me." It was kind of you to share in my distress. These are the words of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God. Please pray with me. Heal us, O Lord. Save us, O Lord, by the power of your word. For you are deserving of all our praise. Amen.
There is a balm in Gilead that makes the wounded whole. There is a balm in Gilead that heals the sin-sick soul.
What is this balm of Gilead? Gilead is a place. It's a mountainous region east of the Jordan River in modern-day Jordan. And in the times of the Bible, the region of Gilead provided a rare ointment that was used as a medicine to bring healing. So now it's become an expression, the balm of Gilead. We hear it in Jeremiah chapter 8, verse 22, when he's crying out for the healing of his people. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then has the health of my poor people not been restored? You know about balm, right? You know about Aveeno and all that other kind of stuff. Carmex for your lips and all of that. Lip balm, ointment, cream. Healing hands as the balm of Gilead. Thinking about balm and teaching, I was thinking about the sickest I've ever been and who helped to heal me. I remember Dr. Anu. This is back in 2010. I had pneumonia. And we did all the usual course of treatment, and I didn't get any better. And Dr. Anu kept worrying about this. And she kept looking for the kind of healing that I needed. I went back two or three times. Finally, she thought to do a test for valley fever. And the test came back positive. By then, I was very sick. Really, I was sitting in a chair, and I probably could have been in the hospital. But I was sitting in a chair, and Dr. Anu called me, and she said, I'm so happy that we have found what's wrong with you, because this is the medication for that. And as she provided the right medication and her diligence in seeking what was wrong with me, then I began to get better. It took a long time. It took a long time, but I believe it was because of the depth of her faith and her diligence in healing that I began to be well. There are other people that helped me during that time. A parish nurse from the First United Methodist Church of Gilbert. We lived near there at the time. I was a district superintendent at that time, superintending all those churches in the East District of the United Methodist Church, sitting in my chair at home trying to get well. And the parish nurse, Kathy, came over one day, and she brought me a prayer shawl from First UMC in Gilbert, and she brought me a big basket of those little clementines. And I ate those like crazy. And I began to be better. There was a moment before she arrived and then while she was there with me when I thought, was I ever going to get better? Is this how it was going to be? And then because of her healing words and her prayer and her clementines, I began to get better. My family and friends doing the work of Jesus, trying to bring me healing. They brought me chicken soup and they sat with me. And they sat with me through those moments of, was I ever going to get better? They brought healing balm, Dr. Anu, the parish nurse, my family and friends. Now, we know that there's all kinds of situations that need healing, too many to name, for ourselves, for our family, for friends, for our communities, for our nation, for our world. I'm going to stay close to home here for a minute. I have been through other sicknesses in my life, as I know you have. And one of the most serious was after the birth of our daughter, Julie. We were young marrieds. After the birth of our daughter, Julie, I experienced severe anxiety. Some of you know what this is like. When you can't go out of the house and you can't stay in the house, it's kind of a problem. And finally, I was able to go to our pastor and say, this is what's going on with me. And he sent me to a wonderful therapist who, because her faith and her work connected, she was able to bring hope and healing to me. She was able to work with me on the things that were so distressing me. And she was able, over the course of months, to heal my soul. And later in my life, when I was working as a pastor, and I began to wonder about my call, I was led to Sister Emily, a Dominican sister who led me through spiritual direction. And her faith was so infused with her work, you couldn't separate it. They brought me healing balm, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And then we take a look at this story about Jesus and the disciples and the work that he sent them to do. He said, go on out. Jesus knew he couldn't do all the work that there was to do. He said to them, this is your work now. And in that great list that was read by Mary Lou a little bit ago of the disciples, you recognize their names? We read them so you would know them. Those were the first disciples that Jesus sent out. And the first thing he says to them, he calls them all together, he gives them authority, and he tells them to go heal the sick. That's the first thing he tells them to do. And then he says this interesting thing. He says, now don't go out to the Gentiles or to Samaria, because I interpret this to mean there's enough to do right here close to home. There's enough right here. For right now, when you're just starting to go out, stay close to home, because there's plenty for you to do. And then he says, you're not going to need anything. There is this long passage. It's there where he details this big job and big instructions. The writer of the gospel is using all this hyperbole to emphasize the importance of the work that Jesus has for the disciples. And here's what it means, that passage. You're my disciples. I'm sending you out to heal and guide and lead. Do what I'm calling you to do. Rely on me. Put your faith in me and you will have what you need. Think of those today who have been sent by Jesus to bring healing balm. You're thinking about them right now, people in your own lives. Think about those who have helped to heal you physically, who have brought healing balm. Nurses and medical doctors, physical therapists, massage therapists, chiropractors. The list is long. I can't even begin to name all of you. Think about those who help us with our emotions, therapists and psychologists and psychiatrists, and those who help us spiritually, pastors and spiritual directors and others. You think about those people in your lives right now. All of them. Our thoughts and our thanks are with them, with you today. With those who bring their faith to their work of healing. Bring hope and peace and joy and God's blessing by the work of your hands and your hearts. And we give you thanks this day to those of you who work in the healing professions. We give you thanks. I'm looking at some of you, because I know you. It can be a big responsibility working with God to bring healing to people. That's awesome, awe-inspiring, and it takes real leadership, like Jesus asked of the first disciples. And so we thank you, those of you who work in the healing professions, we thank you today, don't we? We thank all those people around you who work so diligently to bring hope and healing. There are other professions and other ways Jesus asked people to bring the balm of Gilead. I'm going to extend this out a little bit to difficult situations like the prophet Jeremiah was writing about. Heal my people, he was crying out to the kings and the leaders of his day. He was crying out for them to notice the suffering of the people and as leaders to bring hope and healing. all with the goal of bringing healing balm, God's work, hope and peace and joy and healing. I am so grateful for those who lead and help us, who work with God to bring about healing. And we know that there are those who misuse their leadership, charged with bringing healing, like priests. We let that settle in for a minute. Priests and other religious leaders charged with bringing healing have misused their power. Sometimes those in leadership in governments misused their healing power. People who harm or destroy rather than heal. People who peddle fear and anger and shame and must be held accountable. People who harm and destroy do the opposite of the work of God. And we must hold them accountable. Jesus asks us to join our healing work with his, to live calmly and lovingly with deep peace. Who would like to join me in God's healing work in the world? Who would like to join me in God's healing work in the world, no matter what it is, to go out in Jesus' name? Would you like to join me in the healing work of God in the world? It reminds me what healing balm you are called to, we are all called to bring. Henry Nouwen, the famous Swiss priest, reminds us, what does it mean to care? And he talks about how most important it is to sit with somebody during the difficult times of their lives. When we honestly ask ourselves which people in our lives mean the most to us, we often find it's those who, instead of giving advice or solutions, have chosen rather to share our pain and touch our wounds with a gentle and a tender hand. That's what it means to care, to be willing to sit with those in need. And I have been blessed with healer friends like that. Have you? Who brought you healing balm? With healing balm, my soul is filled. It reminds me of these words of the Apostle Paul that Evie read a few minutes ago, when he talks about, finally, you get to show your care of me. I know that you wanted to show the care, but you didn't have a way until now. You have done well to share in my distress. Who has done that healing care for you? Maybe it's doctors. Maybe it's friends. Maybe it's pastors or others who have sat with you and offered you a gentle and a tender hand and healing balm. Jesus asks us to join our healing work with his, to live calmly and lovingly with deep peace. Who would like to join me in God's healing work in the world, no matter what it is? I ask you once again, go out in Jesus' name. As we today thank those who provide healing as professions, what healing balm will you bring? Thanks be to God.